Despite another change in a court ruling today, some aspects of the Nilchina caribou hunt will go forward. Last week, the State Board of Game followed a directive from District Judge Carl Bauman and allowed modified fall caribou and moose hunting in the Nilchina area. Judge Bauman had ruled in July that the Otna community hunt and the Tier 1 subsistence hunt were illegal. At the request of the State Department of Fish and Game, Judge Bauman issued a partial stay to the July 9th ruling prohibiting the hunts, which allowed the department to restore the autumn portion of the Tier 1 hunt. The department then issued an additional 500 permits to those who had held Otna community hunt tags. Bruce Dale is Region 4 Supervisor for Fish and Game.
But it was a temporary stay, and that season is now only good through September 20th. In addition, the court authorized us to administer a Tier 2 hunt for the winter season, which is going to take place from October 21st through March 31st.
Fish and Game plan to issue 1,000 permits for the Tier 1 hunt based on revised estimates of the strength of the Nilchina herd. Today, Judge Bauman canceled the extra permits at the request of plaintiffs in the original suit. But Ken Johns, Otna CEO, disputed the stay of the judge's original ruling.
The problem with this whole thing is that when you put so many hunters out there in an area, the danger is that they shut down the hunt very rapidly, and that happened before to us. And there's a danger that you could have a lot of tickets, but your hunt may be a week. Back in the 90s, they opened the hunt for registration, and that's what happened. They killed about over 3,000 caribou in 5-6 days.
John says Otna is reviewing options and may ask the state Supreme Court to allow the subsistence law by returning to Tier 2 hunts. Dale says the original 850 permits are still good and will be available Friday.